Chapter 14. Promises to the Fearful. It is not the will of God that his people should be weighed down with care. But our Lord does not deceive us. He does not say to us, "Do not fear, there are no dangers in your path." He knows there are trials and dangers, and he deals with us plainly. He does not propose to take his people out of a world of sin and evil, but he points them to a never-failing refuge. It is the absence of this faith and trust which brings perplexity, distressing fears and surmisings of evil. God will do great things for his people when they put their entire trust in him. If we take counsel with our doubts and fears, or try to solve everything that we cannot see clearly, before we have faith, perplexities will only increase and deepen. But if we come to God feeling helpless and dependent as we really are, and in humble trusting faith make known our wants to him, whose knowledge is infinite, who sees everything in creation, and who governs everything by his will and word, he can and will attend to our cry, and will let light shine into our hearts. When Jesus was awakened to meet the storm, he was in perfect peace. There was no trace of fear in word or look, for no fear was in his heart. He trusted in the Father's might. It was in faith in God's love and care that Jesus rested, and the power of that word which stilled the storm was the power of God. As Jesus rested by faith in the Father's care, so we are to rest in the care of our Savior. He, Jesus, never fails to give us the help we need, whether on land or on the sea. If we have the Savior in our hearts, there is no need of fear. Living faith in the Redeemer will smooth the sea of life and will deliver us from danger in the way that he knows to be best. Only the sense of God's presence can banish the fear that for the timid child would make life a burden. Let him fix in his memory the promise, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." Psalm 34:7. Doubts and fears grow by indulgence, and the more they are indulged, the harder they are to overcome. It is safe to let go every earthly support, and take the hand of him who lifted up and saved the sinking disciple on the stormy sea. Can you not trust in your heavenly Father? Can you not rest upon his gracious promise? "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Precious promise! Can we not rely upon it? Can we not have implicit trust, knowing that he is faithful who hath promised? I entreat you to let your trembling faith again grasp the promises of God. Bear your whole weight upon them with unwavering faith. For they will not, they cannot fail. Faith takes God at his word, not asking to understand the meaning of the trying experiences that come. But there are many who have little faith. They are always fearing and borrowing trouble. Every day they are surrounded by the tokens of God's love. Every day they enjoy the bounties of his providence. But they overlook these blessings, and the difficulties they encounter, instead of driving them to God, separate them from him by arousing unrest and repining. Jesus is their friend. All heaven is interested in their welfare, and their fear and repining grieve the Holy Spirit. Not because we see or feel that God hears us are we to believe. We are to trust his promises. God's children are not to be subject to feelings and emotions. When they fluctuate between hope and fear, the heart of Christ is hurt, for he has given them unmistakable evidence of his love. He wants them to be established, strengthened, and settled in the most holy faith. Christ's love for his children is as tender as it is strong. Commit the keeping of your soul to God and trust in him. Talk and think of Jesus. Let self be lost in him. Put away all doubt. Dismiss your fears. Rest in God. He is able to keep that which you have committed to him. If you will leave yourself in his hands, he will bring you off more than conqueror through him that has loved you